This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, September 5th. God's word to you today is faith, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 12, from the Voice translation, and it says, "You are to honor your father and mother. If you do, you and your children will live long and well in the land the Eternal, your God, has promised to you." Obeying this commandment is provoking and securing wellness for you and your children. The reason a lot of people keep struggling is because they are dishonoring their parents. If you dishonor your father and mother, God says it will not be well. Take sending money home, for example. If you are earning any kind of money, you have to send some to your parents so that their soul can bless you. Your parents are not always right, but they know you. They have also been on earth longer than you have. So when they tell you something, do not just dismiss it. Let it be heavy in your hands, even though you are not obligated to obey it, but regard it nonetheless. Do not get me wrong. I am not saying you should follow your parents' advice with slavish obedience or brush it aside as of little value. I'm saying think deeply about what they say, but also remember, never forget that God is going to hold you responsible for your decisions. God is going to hold you responsible for your life, not your father nor your mother. A classic example is the story in Mark 3, 20-21 and 31-34. Please read. At that time in history, Israel was being occupied by the Roman Empire. To gather a crowd was actually dangerous, as it could easily be taken for the beginning of a revolution. Jesus' parents found out and made up their minds to stop him. And as mothers would, Mary recruited Jesus' siblings to go with her to talk him out of what he was doing. But they could not even assess Jesus because of the crowds. So they sent word to him, and Jesus' response, paraphrased, was, "I am not obliged to do what my mother says." A lot of people think they can stand before God and give excuses for behaving badly. If God has actually called you to do great things for him, then do it regardless of what your parents feel about it. Consider what they say. Give weight to it. But God is priority. Do you think you are going to stand before God and say you did not do it because your father did not approve of it? It is not tenable before heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I will honor you above all else. Lord, fill me with courage and resolve to consistently honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.